Thank you, Madam President, Excellencies, members of the Human Rights Council, permanent representatives, distinguished members of the Troika and the UPR Working Group. It is my honor to present Guyana's third national report to the Universal Periodic Review. On behalf of His Excellency President David Granger and Minister of Foreign Affairs, Dr. the Honorable Karen Cummings, I would like to congratulate the Human Rights Council for convening this 35th session of the UPR Working Group. Regrettably, the Honorable Minister of Foreign Affairs could not be present with us this morning due to other pressing matters. I should highlight that Guyana is currently preparing for its upcoming general elections on March the 2nd, 2020. Our delegation here today comprises officials from the Ministries of Foreign Affairs and Legal Affairs. Ms. Nishanta Ben, Counselor, Permanent Mission of Guyana in Geneva, on my left, and on my right, Ms. Joanne Bond, Deputy Parliamentary Secretary, Chief Parliamentary Secretary, Council, Minister of Legal Affairs, and Ms. Geneva Tyndall, Foreign Service Officer 3, Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Madam President, distinguished delegates, there are some characteristics of Guyana's context that influence Guyana's performance in implementing its UPR recommendations, and I would like to highlight some of these at the outset. These are challenges related to Guyana's geographic dispersion, multicultural population, and economic and environmental vulnerability. Guyana is a small country with a population estimated at around 750,000, where 90% of the people live on a strip of coastland that represents 10% of the country's landmass. The remainder live in what is described as the hinterland regions. Guyana is divided into 10 administrative regions, with several of these being very remote and not easily accessible. Guyana endeavors to provide human development services to all our regions. Guyana is a multi-ethnic, multicultural, and multi-religious country. Our governments try to accommodate different views and approaches to family and community norms practiced in these different communities. We strive to be six peoples living as one nation, and one expression of this effort at inclusion is the fact that Guyana has 8 national holidays dedicated to each major religion and ethnic group and has established a ministry of social cohesion. Madam President, distinguished delegates, Guyana, like many Caribbean countries, is exposed to risks of climate change, volatile commodity prices, heightened protectionist trade trends, and financial regulations that negatively impact its access to capital resources. More recently, the government of Guyana is actively responding to increased migration flows from countries in the region. These economic, social, and natural environment challenges have the tendency to narrow the fiscal space necessary to enact reforms and address all the needs of the population. Nevertheless, Guyana continues to make progress in its economic, social, and environmental development. In Guyana, we have long recognized that human development and well-being is not divorced from respect for human rights and human dignity, but rather are mutually reinforcing. Over the years, Guyana...
There's a technical problem, so they're saying if you could stop and start.
Sorry? There's a technical problem?